All righty, good morning. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. I like that. I like that. Anyway, folks, it is 8:46. It's Brock. It's Hunter. And it's time for your dumb vocabulary. Let's do it.
Making you smarter every day. It's Dumb Vocabulary with Brock.
Okay. So your dumb vocabulary for today, I got from some buddies. And I'm going to be honest, I don't even know how I'm going to word this to get it on here and not get fired. So this actually is a real thing that happened to a friend of mine. I'm not going to say his name, but I'll just tell you.
Earmuffs. Is anybody out there that needs the earmuffs?
This happened to a friend, and let's just say he's a real pal. He's a real pal of mine. Mm-hmm. I'll let you fill in the blanks there. Your dumb vocabulary for today, lemonade stand.
Wait, so you sent that up. So he's a real pal of yours.
Yeah, I'm not going to say his name, but he's a real pal. That's all I'm going to say. Lemonade stand.
I don't know. When you pee in the lemonade or something? I don't know.
I don't think.
Lemonade says it's like from the movie Problem Child. Remember that scene?
Yes, yeah. You have part of it right. You have part of it right.
Pal. Why are you saying pal?
I can't say his name, but the people listening right now are going to get it. All right. Everyone that's hearing this that knows who I'm talking about gets the reference. But that's all I'm going to say.
What is going on?
Lemonade stand.
I have no idea, and I don't know if I want to know. What's going on?
All right. So, how do I word this? I got to word this very carefully.
Lemonade stand.
It's when... All right, you know what a blumpkin is, right?
yeah, it's when you're sitting down and
God, I don't even know. I'm gonna get in trouble for saying this. I should have never told him I was gonna do this one. Okay, so it's when you get mouth stuff while someone is doing number one. Does that make sense?
No. All right, R. Kelly. Yeah. That's nasty. Gross. I'm done with this. This is too much.
So you get what I'm saying, right? You understand?
I know what you're saying.
The concept.
That's gross. So you There's no way people do that. No way.
I have it on good authority that this has happened.
You people are weird out there. If you're doing stuff like this, you need to really rethink your inks. Seriously. And it's gross.
Example, sometimes on a boat, you can get a lemonade stand.
No.
So you get it, right?
Why'd you have to go with this one? You have like 80 pages of dumb vocabulary over there, and you
my friends told me this story, and they actually came up with the name. And I have not laughed that hard in a long time. So I was like, I got to do it on air. We got to put our buddy on blast. We got to put our pal on blast. And there you go. So, hey, you know, different strokes for different folks. Some people like the lemonade stand. Some people are blumpkin. It's whatever floats your boat, okay? And that's your dumb vocabulary. I'm sure we're going to be getting a call from Bossman Bill very soon.
Do you like listening?